The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast, the opening day of the season, special edition. Special edition, don't know if you can call it that. Well, it's a special edition because it's your birthday, bruv. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much. Yeah, the big 3-8. Unfortunately, Palace couldn't give me all 3 points, but yeah, as I said to you before, bruv, would have taken a point pre-match. I thought first half performance was particularly good from Palace. Didn't really sharpen the second half as much, but I guess, like I said to you, as we were speeding away from Stamford Bridge on our line bikes, that I think the fact that they can make many changes and have more quality on the bench probably made the difference for them in the second half. But good, a good away day all in all, wasn't it? I mean, lovely weather, a few good pints of Guinness, nice little stadium, good seats, good atmos. Not much to complain about today, unless we start going into the realms of Palace getting kicked out of the Europa League.
Maybe let's steer away from that. Enough to talk about otherwise. Yeah, our first trip to Stamford Bridge, we were looking at the league table, weren't we? And it's one of the, well, it's the only London ground we hadn't been to.
Brentford. Oh, I mean, the new Brentford
the
stadium.
The new Brentford, been to the old Brentford though, right? I can't think of another, we haven't been, there's another, not another London stadium we haven't been to. So, kind of ticked that off the list. Enjoyable day out, wasn't it, really? Nice and easy to get to. Like you say, good fun getting out of there with the line bikes.
I'm pleased we spotted them because, I mean, it was, you know, I was saying to you that we should probably walk up King's Road and probably try and find a pub, but we just came across outside Stamford Bridge. Anyone's ever been there would see the graveyard line bikes.
And, quite a few of them.
Yeah, managed to grab one and just jump on the roads. Which, as I said to you, also, I'm surprised it wasn't so busy coming up there, but I guess Sunday and that. But back to the football. You know, Palace lined up with a relatively unchanged side, with the exception of, what was it, a Hughes for Kamada. Yeah. And gave a really good account of themselves, didn't they?
Well, first half, it was a pretty even Stevens half.
Well, I thought we had the best chances in the first half, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, obviously the talking point is the free kick, the VAR decision, which we're the other end in the away end. It's very difficult to make a comment other than, you know, you're hearing that it's Gaye in the wall, 1 foot or something in front of the wall.
Well, it's less than a metre away is what I've heard. I mean, again, I've not seen it. A match of the two would be interesting later, but yeah. It comes back to those things, brother, where you just think, is it one of these things that they're going to clamp down on this season, or is it one of those things that we've seen before where referees are sort of quite hot on things for the first few weeks and it sort of fades away? Yeah. Or is it just because it's Crystal Palace?
You hope it's not the latter, don't you? But yeah, difficult to comment on it given it was the other end. But I just felt that
absolute rocket, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, the away was good. Yeah, and like you said, it was good with the old safe standing things as well. Makes such a difference with away ends, isn't it? But yeah, disappointing in the sense that, you know, it was a very good free kick, fantastic finish from what was it, probably about 25 yards out, something like that.
Just outside the box, wasn't it? I mean, because when he took it, I thought to myself, that's too close for him to get it up and over.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, he just chose to smash it the other side of the wall. And yeah, again, we need to see it back. But that was a fantastic goal, and the place went into raptures. And we both noted that it took a very long time because obviously hadn't the ball kicked off, or not?
I thought it was something to do with a foul at the kickoff. I said to you, Ezra was on the floor, and I thought he'd been pushed at kickoff, and that's why things have been delayed. But yeah, clearly at the kickoff, they decided that they were going to intervene with the VAR decision, which, considering Palace has celebrated, everyone had lined back up. Felt like a strange season. And also, I didn't feel like it was related to the Palace goal because Gaye was the only Palace player over there, whereas Chelsea had 4 players over by the ref, which they're not supposed to do, are they? But still, from a Palace position, there's, you know, having a defence on the situation that's going on. But yeah, disappointing, right? But very difficult to comment on it. But yeah, I think probably I agree with you about the chances, bar obviously Chelsea did have that cross come shot right, was it, what, first 5 minutes or so, wasn't it? The hot Zaha Assar headed off the line, and I felt they did seem to, in the first half, for some reason, targeting that right hand side, didn't they, and trying to get balls in that right hand side. The corner rendition was one of their favourites, where Walton was picking up, who was it, the front post, it was what's he, the Brighton bloke, the right back,
Cucurella.
Yeah, left back. Yeah, he was picking up him.
On him as well, it was interesting, especially in the second half. He sort of had free roam, didn't he? He just sort of, obviously he was a left back or left wing back, whatever you call him. But he was sort of popping up in the middle, and he's obviously clearly a very important player for them in terms of driving the ball forward. It's just he's got shit hair.
Whoa, it's a motorbike.
In South London, could be anything.
It's true. Yeah, it was a bit of a. It was quite a good first half, really. I'm sure from the neutral perspective, it's probably quite an enjoyable one. Second half, Palace, I said to you at half time, Palace had an opportunity to really switch things up here. And I felt that getting Munoz in the second half of the Chelsea half of the pitch was the opportunity there, but we never really did it. And to be fair, we didn't have much from the bench to change things up, did we?
That's true, Bob. Although there were, I think, our decision making let us down a few times, because there were a couple of times when we got forward and either Mitchell or Munoz was the ball. And Eze would either take it forward himself or sort of try to play someone else in. But look, you know, as I said, on balance, we can't really complain too much. I don't ever feel like we really weathered a storm that much either. Maybe the last sort of couple of minutes of injury time when they had that corner and they were bringing forward and didn't see a lot of Leon Delap apart from him absolutely clattering Chris Richards, I think, as soon as he came on. Apart from that, nothing else in there. I'm surprised, actually, he didn't start ahead of João Pedro, who was very poor really for today. I mean, I think he's a very good player, but absolute tosser, but he's a very good player. But if you've got the choice between João Pedro and Leon Delap, I'd be signing Leon Delap, wouldn't you?
What are Chelsea, a top 14, top 16?
Well, the aspirations to be top 4 this season, of course they are, but yeah,
top 6, aren't they? João Pedro is not a top 6 player, sorry.
I don't know,
brother. He's not a top 6 player, I don't think, anyway. I'm slanted by the elbow that he tried halfway line elbow that time. But yeah, I think it's Stamford Bridge is a nice stadium to go to. You know, it's obviously a nice in and around. Obviously, the area's nice. Getting to it's nice and easy. We went to Victoria, didn't we? And nice to get there from there after a few drinks and a fry up in the Victoria Weatherspoons. And
very good fry up, actually. To be say, it was like, what was it, midday? And that it was brunch. They call it brunch, but it was quite decent. Call it the sausages, not great. Let's be honest, though. I mean, I always say, like, you can rate a fry up by the quality of sausages, and the quality of sausages were poor. Everything was good, so it's not like the quality of sausages brought the whole thing down.
TripAdvisor review for the pod coming soon.
Would have, if I'm honest, right, if they're listening, slice of toast next time.
They will be listening. Good.
I hope they are listening. Slice of multigrain on the side. Bit of butter, lovely stuff. That'll go nice, because don't just put the beans on, because it doesn't feel right putting the beans on the chips. But anyway, we digress. Back to the football, bro.
I think game of two halves for Palace today. Chelsea probably would have feel that they should have, as the home team, gone and pushed. But to be fair, their crowd is quite
quiet,
tepid. I was going to say, yeah, it, they don't really.
Mourinho's right. Mourinho's right.
Yeah, well, they don't really get going until Chelsea get going as a team today, which, you know, it should be the other way around. But yeah, it was a good away day. Not
nice we done it.
Yeah, glad we did it. It felt like a start of the season game, and everyone sort of just getting going again. And like we said at the start, a point is a good point there.
Tell you what, bruv. It's probably a combination of things. The fact that this will be Palace's first proper European adventure, because I'm not counting the Turtle Cup. And the fact that also it's a 8 o'clock evening on a Thursday evening, summer evening at Selhurst. I'm really looking forward to Thursday. You know, I mean, Fredrikstad, I appreciate if you're on paper, Palace should blow them away. But, you know, I know they've got a few decent players. Emil Holton was the up front. He's a big lad. If nothing else, he's given a handful of defenders in terms of he's an absolute unit, and he will put himself out a bit. I can't profess to know anything else about them, but I think they've been given 2 blocks of the offer, so it'll be interesting to see what they bring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's RNS. Yeah, well. Yeah, but I think because they're such a small team, they've only given 2 blocks. And I think it's only the front bits, so that, you know, the back bits, they're blocked off as well. So it's only those front bits. But if they sell them out, then there will obviously be a lot more. What's interesting as well, they're using Palace's website to buy the tickets. So I could go on there, for example, and buy something in the way. Not that I want to, but anyway. My Norwegian's not that good. Still struggling with Danish. But I'm really looking forward to that, you know, because the sun will be low, be a warm night. I mean, I'm coming from the office. It will be, you know, just an
shoes
exciting evening. Oh yeah, definitely shoes to the Palace that night. Yeah, shoes, belt, trousers, shirt, the whole lot. Yeah, we're wearing pants as well, pants and socks. Yeah, like, just like Everton away in 2013.
Rum and coke afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah, rum and coke. Rum and Coke in that. Wasn't that the one with the capsule hotel that had no windows? And I took you for a room before, and that was the worst decision I ever made in my life. Woke up in a gas chamber. It was terrible. But anyway, my point being, really looking forward to Thursday night. What are your feelings, thoughts? I mean, and also, I guess, encompassing the whole sort of UEFA thing as well. You know, the fact that the decision's made now, but
yep.
How are you feeling?
We didn't have Europe come the FA Cup final, did we? It was only after the FA Cup final and having won it that we were even laughing about being in Europe, and it was kind of a bit of a realisation of us, wasn't it, when we walked out of Wembley Stadium that we were going to be in Europe. So I think for me, it's something we weren't going to have in the first place. The fact of how it played out is obviously a bit bitter in respect of, feels like typical Palace, only Palace would not get into Europe. The competition they should be in Europe because of a bit of paper, you know, it's typical Palace really, isn't it? But in the sense of being in this competition, we're going to be in from Thursday night, it's exciting. It's going to be good fun, right? And like you said, you know, we're not going to bother doing this round, but we certainly are going to try and get involved in the later rounds if we can. So pod on tour hopefully will be the case. So yeah, I'm good about it, mate. You?
Yeah, mate, and likewise, you know, this is very typical Palace. What are the more typical Palace if go through this and then get knocked out by Fredrikstad? that would be quite impressive.
Lose 1-0 on Thursday, 1-0 on the away leg.
Exactly, yeah. But I have confidence that we'll do the business. And I think that's also going to be a challenge for Ole Glasner and his coaching staff to keep the players... feet on the ground, really, in terms of, you know, not making sure they can play, so make sure they turn up, do the business, which I'm sure they will do. You know, he's a very professional bloke and instills those sort of measures and focus in the team. So yeah, can't wait, man. Looking forward to it, looking forward to what comes ahead. Hopefully if we get through this, I'm not taking anything for granted, but hopefully we do. But yeah, I'm excited, mate. Very excited for the season. It's just hope that come the 1st of September, Palace have also, if we've lost anyone, we've replaced them. But even if not, you know, Palace need to make some additions, and that's been a sort of an undertone of frustration, I think, from Palace fans, the fact that Palace haven't done the business. Well, I would say to those Palace fans who are frustrated, look back at the last 5-6 years, Palace always do this. We always wait to the last minute to do the business because Steve Parish and the people in charge like to get the best deal for the club, which is probably even more important now, the fact that you consider, you know, if we were to win the two competitions, there's about a 20 million difference from the Europa League to the Conference League. And this is probably what, you know, so the club essentially, if, you know, you're considering Palace to be a favourite for the Conference League and a potential favourite for the Europa League, from a business point of view, you're taking it into account. And that might be coming to the plane of the senior figures when they're getting these offers for our star players late in the window. I just hope that it doesn't leave us short and doesn't mean that we lose players with the inability to replace them.
This is the thing I struggle with. I get the signing players late a bit. Like, I understand that and I'm fine with that. It's more the two probably, you know, most influential players at risk of going at this point in the window. And like you say, if the lineup is in place for the replacements, then fine. There's still a big risk there that those replacements come good, but there's a big upheaval into the team at that point in the season when it's really important for us to be final cylinders with the European competitions and all the other competition staff. But yeah, my absolute trust and faith in the Palace hierarchy for what they've done over the years, and I'm not think there's any risk of us losing our league status. I think it's more about taking and seizing the opportunity in front of us at the minute, really.
And with all this perceived negativity, and I'm going to say that because it seems to be just on social media, I didn't hear any of it in the ground, just a reminder to people, we won the FA Cup.
Exactly. You have to remember that stuff. You have to grab, well, not just the FA Cup, but also the Charity Shield.
Yeah, of course.
Mate, we've won two competitions at Wembley in the last 3 months. It's nuts. You can't forget that.
And this being the first Sunday since then, that, I mean, the Charity Shield has always looked to me like something. If you turn upside down, that's something you'd serve a Sunday lunch on. So I'm hoping, you know, after Chelsea, they're going back to Beckenham and someone's cooking up a nice bit of roast beef, maybe a bit of lamb, maybe some chicken as well. You know, maybe it's like a carvery and they're serving it on the back of the Charity Shield because, you know, covered in gravy and roasted parsnips and carrots. Not parsnips, they don't like parsnips, but carrots and some potatoes as well, which have been cooked in goose fat because that's my favourite. But anyway, I'm getting hungry, as you can tell. Should probably wrap it up now, Robbie.
We should. So happy birthday to you, bruv.
Thank you.
Good trip.
Thanks
away.
Thanks for the Guinness.
Right, enjoy. Away at Stamford Bridge. Nice couple of Guinnesses.
Get up one.
Up the Palace as always. I've got to plug the socials because I keep forgetting to do it on the last few pods. So at 6 Minute Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter. Get in touch. Thank you to those who do and have. We got some lovely messages after the FA Cup, particularly our international listeners, who particularly enjoyed our concourse chat and also our quite emotional after game chat in the Winners' Pub.
Took a bit of editing, that.
Did it?
Yeah, a lot of editing.
What language?
No, just editing that Ian's bit.
So the unedited version is available at a cost, but thank you to everyone for your messages. Thanks to everyone who's listened to this pod, and as always, up the palace.
The Six Pointer Podcast.